Hi guys, welcome back to the Chill Sisters podcast this week. Exciting one. We have a new segment for you guys. It's the trending topic of the week. Listen to the end to find out. We discuss the craziest. Rashida, that's the craziest
No,
thing
that's
we've
the
discussed,
craziest.
right?
No, it's crazy.
You don't want to miss it. Prayer of the week, per usual. We talk about the whole dynamic of the national insurance in Nigeria, UK, and the US. Stick with us. Thank you for coming back. Hope you enjoyed this one. Peace out. Stop pressing phone, my friend.
Hey. Hello, boys and
This your
girls.
hey, hey, the hey, way the hill.
Hey. Hello, boys and girls. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Chill
Hello.
Sisters podcast. My name is Rashida.
Welcome. And I'm your sis, Ladu. Welcome. I'll be recording from Abuja, Nigeria.
This is how is Abuja today?
Abuja is fine, my dear. Harmattan is here.
Okay.
Harmattan is here. It's cold at night. It's windy. Then, of course, it's dusty. It's that time of the year,
But you love
Rashida.
it. I remember last week you
Yeah,
said
I
you
love the
love
cold.
it.
You know I love the cold now. But I don't like the dust, the
Of
dust
course.
part. Then, like I mentioned, in the afternoon, Rashida, by 9 a.m., the sun is so hot, it's burning. I don't like that fact. Maybe by December, I think the intensity of the sun will likely go down. But for now, that's what I'm reporting. Now, what else? Abuja has been fine. Say for our national grid that have been collapsed.
I think somebody has found a way
You
of
think, you know,
getting.
it's obvious at this junction now. In a
Somebody
week, it
has.
has collapsed three times.
Yes.
It's
Somebody is making
crazy.
billions from the collapse of National Grid.
Definitely. You can't tell me otherwise. So, what else? I think that's that. Fantastic. Alhamdulillah. How
Oh,
is
yeah.
London? I see your old jacket up.
Yeah, London is cold. The cold is here to stay. I'm not going to report about
She said
London
it's
cold
here to
again.
stay.
It's here to stay. Seriously, I'm not going to report about London cold again. It is what it is. Somebody said you should get used to it by now. Nobody gets used to
It's
cold.
good advice now, Rashida. Why don't you like good advice?
I don't want. What is it? I don't want. It's too cold. I always say it. I don't function well when it's the cold season. I'm trying to tell myself that it's not cold, that I can do this. You got this. But nah, the cold is here. It's
And I
penetrating.
think the downside for me during winter is the long nights and short days.
Yeah,
By 4
very
p.m.,
short
everywhere
day.
is dark.
It's
And
very
your body
short.
feels
It's
old,
unbelievable.
thinks it should hibernate.
Yeah, unbelievable. I go to bed at like 8. Everybody, like the boys are sleeping. There's nothing to do anymore. Like you just lie down and I just go through my phone.
We were speaking, was it 3 days ago? I was like,
Yeah.
what's wrong with you, Rashida? She was sounding up. It's the weather, you know. It's night by 4 years. Ah,
A lot
winter,
of
I can't
hay
tell.
fever for me. I don't have cold, but
Sorry.
when I leave the house, like I'm having runny nose. I'm like, what is this? Like, Alhamdulillah, let
I
me not
think it's because
complain
the
too much
trees
because
are
somebody will hear me complaining and
shading.
say, yeah, the trees are shading. So I don't know. Is this
Yeah,
winter
so
or is
it's
like it's
everywhere.
fall? Because everywhere the
In the
leaves
US,
are.
they call it fall, but what do they call it in the UK? It's also fall, cool.
It's
Yeah, because
fall.
the leaves are falling.
Yeah, the leaves are.
But it looks lovely outside. The trees, the colors are lovely.
Yellow.
Green, orange, yellow, and everything.
Yeah,
As a photographer, it's a lovely sight.
it is a lovely sight. It's a lovely sight. Yeah,
So.
that's what is happening down here in London. What are you watching?
I've watched a couple of things. There's this feel-good Christmas movie that Christina Milian.
Oh,
I love rom-coms. I love
I've
romantic
seen that. I've
comedies.
not watched
Anything
that.
you should. I don't want to tell you what
Don't
happened,
tell me.
but it's a
I'll watch
feel-good
it.
movie.
Yeah. You know what? This past few months, it's as if I'm torturing my brain. I'm torturing my mental health.
Why?
You know, last time you
What
asked
happened?
me what I was watching, I told you I was watching like documentaries and I was watching the worst.
Rashida, let me expose you. Rashida's watch list, all right, if you are a Nigerian, I would not recommend. She watched murder shows, horror movies, crime documentaries.
Unsolved mystery.
It's
That's what
like,
I've been
Rashida,
watching.
is
Is everything
everything okay at home?
that was your exact word? Actually, that is everything okay?
No, I don't get it because she was just giving me a recommendation, and I was like, wait, are we? What is happening here? Because I
Because of
don't
what
understand.
I'm, yeah, because of what I've been
What is the
watching,
aim of
I can't even
recommendations
come
like
and
this?
recommend anything here. I've been watching
No,
like crazy
please,
things.
no. Be watching it alone. No.
I told you to watch one. You watched
By
one.
it was the I was forced to watch that.
Yes.
You know you forced me. Is
You just watch one.
it my worst ex ever or
My
the
worst
worst ex ever?
ex-boyfriend. Yeah, something like that.
My something.
On Netflix. Oh God.
Rashida,
No, but no, uses.
please.
I'm just looking at all these things. I'm fascinated with them. Not fascinated in a good way, but I'm just looking at it that this is somebody's story. It's a real person. It happened to somebody real. This unimaginable thing happened to somebody, and it was a big deal. It's somebody's story. Real person, not fiction, not like it's not a story. It's their stories. I'm just like, whoa.
Rashida, I get where you're coming from, right? But there are true life stories that are inspiring and they'll make me feel good. Why did you choose that route? That's the
Seriously, I can't
question.
really tell you why, but no,
Why
I'm
are
just
you only
feeling like
intrigued by these ones?
no.
That's my question. Walk me through
No,
it. I want to know your thought process,
no,
actually.
Yusis, don't. Yeah, my thought process is that I'm just, you know, sometimes you just think that the world is a good place. Some of these stories, you can't even start to imagine how somebody was able to do this. And I'm just thinking that so God created you in this world and you decided to do this to somebody. Oh God, I'm trying to like experience different things, you know. I'm not trying to limit myself to one story. I can decide that I want to watch, I just want to be watching the romance. But no, you see, it happened in 1999. You can see that it's not just that the stories are something current things. It happened to somebody years back, and it's now that the families are able to tell these stories. What's this one thing? I'm a killer. That's the name of this documentary. So they go to the prisons, and the people that have been sentenced to life in prison, people that have been sentenced to death, people that have been sentenced without a possible chance of parole. You see them, they come out. Some you see them with chains. But what I now observe is that I don't know if they tell all of them to say the same stories, because they start saying the stories, they'll tell you that it's there from their
Yeah, they
childhood.
have these similarities
They
called.
have these similarities. This is what I have noticed with. They tell you that, oh, it's their childhood. My mother was a drug addict. My father was a drug addict. Oh, I was neglected. I was. So they start with all
I
these
was
pity. Oh,
abused.
I was abused. They start with all these pity stories, and then they now come to what they did. Sometimes, oh, I want to get out. What is my possible chance of getting out? Oh, it's just intriguing. I'm looking at it and I'm like, okay. So I finished watching that one, that era finish. Do you know what I'm watching now? I'm watching The Residents.
I said it now. So from true crime to
But
horror.
you know, I started this conversation with, I don't
I
know why
don't watch horror films.
I'm torturing my brain. The amount of blood I have seen in this couple of weeks. The Resident is about all the surgeons and different people in different fields in the emergency wards, and yeah, so they're operating on hearts. So that's what I'm watching. I have seen
I don't like those things.
Yeah, I have seen enough blood. I have heard enough medical terms, but it's interesting. So I'm just looking at it, and this brings me to my prayer of the week. My prayer of this week is that, Ya Allah, please don't give us a medical condition that will suffer anyone around us, that you will have to go and pay these medical bills. Uses is where they can't treat you because your insurance cannot cover it. Nigeria, we don't even have insurance. Let's not even put Nigeria. I'm talking about.
Can you talk about what you are watching? Let me handle the Nigerian part, Rashida, please. Focus, focus.
Let
If
me
you are
focus
talking
up.
about Nigerian insurance, which is the NHS.
No, because even in the advanced world, you see, they bring in some people and they are telling you, oh, they are not documented. They can't treat them because their insurance doesn't cover it. You can't do some certain things on them. And you're seeing that this
And you
person's
can't pay
life,
out of pocket.
and you can't
Who
pay
will
out
you?
of
How would you
pocket.
afford it?
And you're seeing
Where
that
will
this
you see the
person's
money?
life is at risk. If you don't save this person's life, this person is going to die. But it's a business. They have to make their money. It's not what you see outside. It has opened my eyes to. I'm
talking
just
about
saying that God,
insurance,
please, nothing should even allow me to go around. Oh God,
I will say a
cancer
big amen to your
patients.
prayer.
Ah,
I will say a
yeah.
big amen to your prayer. And talking about insurance, the UK is far, 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 far much better
Yeah.
than the US when it comes to that
It's fine.
insurance, right?
But you know, they still pay
Although, yes, NHS in the
NHS.
UK, yeah,
Yeah,
NHIS in Nigeria
you still pay
is
for
still
that,
better.
but it is is. No,
It's
I
still
agree with you.
better,
Yeah, I agree with
Rashida,
you.
than the one in the US.
Yeah, I
My
agree with you.
goodness me. The problem with the UK is the waiting time is too much. You go to the emergency ward in the UK, you might wait for 5 hours. How are you waiting 5 hours for emergency? Then I read something, I think was it last 2 weeks or so, that some people, instead of them to go to the GP, they'll rather go to the emergency ward. So now you are making those that really,
Really
really
need
need
it.
that attention wait. And your case is not an emergency. You know
Yeah,
these
I
white
know.
people and their wahala.
Because
In the
somebody had told
US.
me that to get antibiotics, I have to go to an emergency ward. I have to pretend that I am about to die, which is hard for me to act drama.
You
If I want
see?
antibiotics because I can't get it over the counter, I have to go pretend that I'm about to collapse, start acting some kind of drama before I'm able to get it. I'm like, what? Now, watching these residents, I'm thinking, what if there's somebody that is in a car accident that needs it, that is bleeding internally, that needs emergency? And you know, they always complain about like being understaffed and stuff. Oh, I'm just saying, this world is not as recent.
It's true. It's not true. And you see, with the far right movement gaining traction all over the world, like if you notice the last election that was held in the UK, what's the name of this party? They are leaning more towards the right, more of
Labor.
anti-immigration, not Labour. Labour are the fair ones now.
Oh.
If I remember before the end of the thing, they are the third force now, and they got a lot of seats. They more of racist rhetorics. Anti-immigration. These people are coming to take our jobs. They are changing our culture and all that. In Canada too, it's getting traction. Look at the US. How can Donald Trump win with everything they're saying? We are going to deport them. Blah blah. Do you
No,
understand?
but white
So
people
this
in
yes,
the, I mean,
so
the
it's
US really
gaining
like Donald
traction
Trump.
all over the world. Same thing. You know that's the reason why Brexit happened. And look at where
And
it
he
was.
messed the whole
So
country.
people are leaving. Of course, these are brains that you need. Your people don't go to school.
I
Just
heard that they
relying on.
brought new laws here in the UK where like small businesses have to pay ridiculous amount of tax, and now they've started leaving to take their small businesses abroad. It
You
doesn't
understand?
matter.
So it's even worse in the medical field, Rashida. So of course you'd be understaffed. Of course you'd be understaffed. Like Nigerians, you know, a lot of nurses, Japa, they immigrate to the UK because it's easy for them to get work there. Now, when they do that, first they go in so that they can take their family. Now, there's this new law in the UK where they're saying that you can't bring your family. Who will leave their home? Go
No,
and
they
go
are
work
not
in the
coming.
UK, and you don't want their families to come. Do you understand? So these new policies is going to deter like the skills that they need. So of course they will be understaffed. One thing I need to mention about this insurance thing, the difference between the UK and the US is, example is this. So if an ambulance picks you up in the US, the bill that you get, you wish that you carry
You,
your loved one for your
yeah,
back to the
yeah,
hospital, not
yes,
for the ambulance.
yep,
Then we're
yeah.
not talking about the other bills. It's crazy.
There was this
Take
lady that was in distress, and like passersby came to her rescue and were trying to take her to the hospital. So they said, call the ambulance, call them. She woke up, she said, please don't call the ambulance because the bill that will come to her.
Understand, it's another stress.
And they
It's
charge
really
you per
sad.
distance.
It's sad. I don't know the world.
This is an international, we are talking an international perspective. You know that if you are a Nigerian,
Well, you
you
will see ambulance from
the whole
Nigeria.
people understand
Few
what we
years back during the Buhari's tenure, they wanted to commission ambulance in the SCT. They went there. The car no they start.
it's not funny. I
Why are you
shouldn't
laughing,
be
Rashida?
laughing. It's not funny.
It's
It's
not
seriously
funny.
not funny,
You know, ambulance is fully equipped with everything they will need while you're on the way to the hospital, right? There was nothing.
God,
So it's
please.
just an empty car that cannot start. And they were televising it live.
Oh
And if
my
you hear the
God.
billions that
It
was
was
budgeted for
spent.
that, I think, why can't you? Oh my God. Anyway,
This is,
ambulance
are
is
we supposed, do we
non-existent
want to get
in
angry
Nigeria.
this afternoon, or we want to
No, we
go
don't
straight?
want to. Then talking about the insurance in Nigeria, which is called the NHIS, few years back, let's say give or take 10 years, if a woman is going to labor, NHS, and you need a cesarean section, NHS can cover, I think, half of it. As I'm talking to you today, using the NHS, I think the only medicine that it can cover is paracetamol, not even anti-malaria medicine. So tell me, what is the use of the insurance? And you know, as a worker, they remove the money right from your salary, right? So tell me, what is this? And some of the hospitals that you would want to go because you know they have the qualified doctors, they don't even accept their insurance, the NHS. So at the end of the day, in Nigeria, you are your doctor, you provide your electricity, you provide your housing, your water, everything.
That's really,
So
really sad
just pray that you don't fall
that I
sick in
don't fall
Nigeria.
sick.
And when you do, it's a minor one. If not,
If it's
you can
life-threatening,
see
just
a
forget it.
consultant. Forget it, just pray. But you're seeing a consultant at the private hospital, I think you have to cover per session, nothing less than 40K. It might be even 50K now. And you're seeing him, that payment lasts a week or so. And they are very smart. If they want you to come back, right, that period must elapse so that when you come back, you pay. So see the business, the greed, the business aspect
Yeah,
of it.
it's not
Are living hand
straightforward.
to mouth in Nigeria, how many people can afford that? If you go to the general hospitals, they are also understaffed. The doctors are overworked. There's this statistics that I read a while back. Each doctor is supposed to see a number of patients per hour and a number of patients per day, a number of patients per shift, right? In Nigeria, you do time is 5 from that or
Of
more.
course,
So they
of
are
course.
mentally drained. They are not supposed to be because you cannot have a doctor misdiagnosing you, giving you prescriptions that are wrong, and all these things that comes with being drained. Rashida, may God help us.
May God help us. Yeah, that's it. You know, I was just checking my phone and then I saw somebody said, type in what a Dumeh fully emotionally mature. All of us that we are like looking for like mature men. Oh, he has to be emotionally intelligent. Let me just tell you, according to some studies, men typically reach full emotional maturity between the ages of 40 to 43. In comparison, women typically reach full emotional maturity between the ages of 30 and 32. Have you ever heard that?
But I'm not surprised.
Of course, you're not surprised. No, this just gives you like a rough
A perspective.
perspective of, okay, now we know why some men behave the way they behave because they're not mentally matured till
But
they get to
is it not
40.
sad if, let's say, this study has been proven? Is it not sad that the lives of children, women, the world, a nation is now being handed to somebody that cannot be emotionally mature till 40, 42?
Is you know it's research and I don't think it's for
Yeah, that's what I'm
everybody.
saying.
Yeah, I don't want to
When,
believe
but
it's
then
for
it's for the
every,
majority then.
but this is what research said. But I don't want to believe that it's
Rashida.
for every
It's not what you want to believe. It's the studies that you read out.
studies.
It's not our belief. You're talking about what you just read
My
out, right?
God. Yeah, because I'm trying to bring up like a solid excuse for what I have just read.
Yes, you're always supporting them, but like you said, allegedly.
Yes, I'm just trying to like, okay, let's say this is not accurate. Let's say we
And
can't say
the
it's for
reason
all
why,
men.
of course, it cannot be all, but I think they are talking about a majority. And I think the reason why it will fly is society led them. Society gave them the ground to go on about it. So,
Somebody will say, after all, research has shown that we don't mature. So I'm going to wait till I'm
you
43.
should do rubbish.
Yes, until I'm 43, then I'll start behaving myself.
Because sometimes you will see a man that is 40, right? But somebody that is just 20 is
It's more,
well grounded, more emotionally
The reason why I
intelligent,
said I don't want to
so
believe is for all of them.
I get what you're saying. I was just kidding, but it's not like one size fits all, but to a point it's valid based on what we've been seeing, what we've been experiencing with them and all that. So I'm not surprised. And you know how they say, talking about society aiding them, is a girl matures faster. So right from the beginning they are laxed. I don't need to do the work. Either my auntie, she matures faster. But when you flip it, when it comes to enjoyment, you say, no, she's a woman. She doesn't know what she's doing. It doesn't matter. So which one is it? Can you choose one and stick with it, please? Which one is it? You cannot be taking us back and forth.
That's what that research said, and I'm looking at it. And I'm like, okay, those kinds of make sense. I want want to know like how many percentage of men so that we know what we are doing in this world. Like so that we know what we are doing.
Let's be
Like how
focused,
let's be
please.
focused so that
Let's
so
be
like how
focused,
many
please.
percentage so that we'll know how we'll be sifting them.
But Regina, even if we're given the percentage, we don't know which one are the men that we know, which pool they fall in. We don't
That's
know.
it.
It's a risky
It's
game.
a risky game. You have to
So
be
you
doing
have to assess it yourself.
you have to be doing trial and error. Else is on that note, we should move to the streets.
Your
This is
second home,
my second home. This is where I love. Let's
Please,
see.
Rashida, please, please give us
Every day,
something
no,
new.
see, stop begging me. Every day you beg me that I should bring
Yes,
something.
now
Wow.
can't you change for once?
I will
Which
change.
kind of life is this?
Okay, you know
You can't
what?
tell me it's only bad things that's happening in this world.
It's no, it cannot be bad things, but let me just tell you one case. Let me solve a man problem.
You know you are for them now.
And for the men.
You love solving their
Men are
problems.
who? Say are who? This one said,
Okay.
I got married 4 years ago and we have been trying to give birth since then. We don't have any time to waste because age wasn't on my side and my wife loves babies. Fortunately, my wife took in and gave birth in September. That was the happiest day of my life until things fell apart. My wife and baby was in hospital for close watching before they were discharged. I would go and return every day to be with my beautiful family. On the third day, the doctor called me aside and gave me a devastating news. He said they have discovered some illness on my baby, one of which is a rare heart condition. You see our prayer and cerebral palsy. There are other deformities that could affect him for the rest of his life. That's if he lives past a year. These defects include lung problems, spine bifida, and maybe blindness. Oh my God. This information ruined every joy I have left since the day we got the pregnancy news. The doctor said there are two options. One is to save my baby's life, which will cost us a lot of money, and the baby will need constant medical care to survive. In other words, he will live a life of pain and be in and out of the hospital every day of his life. Second option is to allow them pull the plug and let him go in a swift and painless way. Oh, this breaks my heart. My wife agreed to let him leave and pray for a miracle, but it's not forthcoming. This is a child I have always wanted to have. Oh God. But seeing him in pains daily hurts my heart. It's affecting my finances as well, and I'm few treatments away from being poor. I want you to advise me. Should we keep believing or convince my wife to let us allow the baby go? This has been the toughest 2 months of my life, and I miss my happy family. I wouldn't have prayed for a child if I knew this is what will come after. I'm physically, emotionally, and financially exhausted. Oh God, this is
Well,
hard.
this is the deep one. I've heard personal stories like that. Given a choice whether to save a loved one's life is always tough. And I don't think in this scenario anyone can give you the right advice. You know what you want to do, right? It's something you and your wife have to decide at the end of the day. I think he knows what he wants to do, but he doesn't want to impose it on his wife. But to be fair, this child is going to suffer. He's already suffering. Like they said, the doctors have already dropped the cards for you right from the beginning. So you already know the life that the child is going to live. Of course, we all believe in God and miracles, but we forget that it's God that gives the knowledge to know this thing beforehand. It's not by mistake. We all have our different challenges. Remember when we're talking about people that are living with sickle cell and how they suffer? Remember the episode where I was like, I think it should be a crime for two carriers to marry just because you think you're in love. Because you're just going to bring a child to suffer in this world for one stupid love that you don't know, maybe after a year it will vanish. But that child's life will be of suffering for the rest of their lives because of one fantasy that
Decision.
you imagine in your life, because it's fantasy. So this child now, let's even say you are rich enough to be going through this treatment, they're not going to have a normal life. They will just be suffering and they might even end up hating you for it. For me, oh, in this case, the only advice I will give is pray about it, talk with your wife, but deep inside you, You know the right thing to do. Nobody on the internet can tell you the right thing to do.
This is so
But
hard, you
it's really
know?
sad,
So
and
hard.
it's the hardest thing that you can think about.
Yeah, you know?
What do you think about it? What would you be your advice, Rashida, to this person?
It's heavy. You know, I'm
It's
watching the
really
rest
heavy
event and
for a parent.
I've seen scenes. I've seen a scene like this on the Residence where the mother came in with her child. The child had a heart problem and the doctors, they explained everything to her and told her that if she lets him leave, he's going to be brain dead. Like, you know, they just told her all the risks that comes with it. It was difficult. I cried in that scene. And she let him go. She let the baby go. Like, she just let him go. Is it hard? Very hard. But then you're looking at it that, okay.
Because Rashida, God willing, you're going to have another child, right? But this child, apart from your finances, me, I'm even more concentrated about how the child is going to suffer. Going to the hospital almost every week, if
Like
not
they've told
every
you all
day,
the, it's
or
not
virtually
just, this is
living
really
in the
hard.
hospital. It's really hard.
It's hard. It's equally hard to let go. You know, in this case where I told you that there was a scene where the mother let go, the father could not even make it to the hospital. They called him and he couldn't make it to the hospital. And the mother was the one who made the final decision. And the reason why the mother is in the best place to make this decision, it's equally hard for this man because if his wife doesn't agree, there's nothing he can do. He can't enforce it on the mother because she is more emotionally attached to that child than he is.
Definitely, definitely. That's why
Him.
my advice
Yeah,
was like,
him. He's
talk to
thinking
the wife.
of his pocket. He's thinking of. I'm not saying he's not emotionally attached. He is, but
Yeah,
the
because he
wife.
said that's the
Yeah.
best day of his life, right?
Yeah. But it will be harder for the mother who has carried this child
Oh,
for
definitely.
9 months.
No, there's not, no, nobody will argue that.
And
We
she
all know
cannot
that
make that
it's a
decision. It's
no-brainer.
a rapid decision. And from the story, the baby has just been here for like 2 to 3 months. So it's going to take her a longer time to like, okay, see, agree and come to terms with it than him. He might like come to terms with it faster, you know, but she, it will take her longer time than he to come to terms with the reality of what is happening. It's really a tough one. I wish them all the best, you know. I pray
Okay, it's
Allah
not
make it
easy.
easy for them. It's really hard. And I
Oh my
always pray
God.
that Allah should not put me in a situation that I'm not able to come out of it. Oh, this breaks my heart. This makes me so sad.
And a lot of people are going through this.
Yeah.
When you have a loved one, they have gone through like terminal illness and all that, and you were there to support, it takes a toll on you. It's one of the hardest things that you can think about. You would not wish it on anybody, Rashida.
Yeah.
It's something that you cannot explain to a person until they experience it themselves. And you wouldn't wish anybody to experience, but that's just life. It's a sad one.
How do we move away from that sad story now to another one? God, this one says, my mother and father got married, gave birth to me, and they separated. My mother went ahead and got married to another man, had children for that man, and have been married for 7 years now, and have always been passing through a problem or the other. Last year, during the cashless policy, I had debt over 1 million naira on my business, and none of my step siblings intervened. There's one of them who is really blessed, even with his children in one of the biggest schools. And ever since we have been together, the only amount he helped me with was 800 naira. That's not
How does that
even
one help?
that is not
Eight
even
hundred thousand naira, I don't
800
understand.
naira. That's not even up to a pound.
It's not up to a dollar. You're talking about pounds. Anyway, we don't know the time that he gave him the 800
Okay, we
sha.
don't. But even though
Maybe.
uses, what do
Yes,
you
now even now,
when
really,
last
even
was?
though,
When last
Rashida,
school
that's why I
was?
asked you, is it 800,000?
I
Because you are the
said
one reading it.
800 naira. When
Okay.
last was a pound 800 naira?
I don't
Now,
know.
my stepdad is dead. Am I obligated to contribute to his burial since both the man and his children have never been of help to me?
Rashida, I didn't hear the relationship between him and the man, but just the relationship between him and the man's children. That's
His
his
step, yeah,
stepdad.
that's his stepdad. According to him, he has never been anything to him. He didn't state if he was living with them or he just
Yeah,
said.
the relationship is not, it's not
In fact,
clear.
he was saying the father and the mother have been passing through one problem or the other. So it's not like a stable family dynamic either.
Yeah. See, to be honest, Rashida, this thing Yes, just do what you feel you can do
Exactly.
because of God and leave the rest.
Yeah.
All this one that you are asking us, you already know the problem in your family.
Say,
Do
what
the one
problem
that
your
you feel
family? If your
is
heart
true.
tells you to
Because this one that he
contribute,
can even remember is 800 that they give him, you know,
yeah.
can tell the tone of the relationship between them. So just do the one that you feel you can do last.
And
And
you know,
if God
this person, there's a
bless
little
people.
bit of entitlement in this write-up because he's feeling entitled to the siblings' like money, saying that
Yeah,
one of the child is in a big school.
well, that's a Nigerian thing, an African thing. We all know that, Rashida, we cannot escape it,
Yeah, I know,
right?
but
But
like in this case, I just feel like if he wants to contribute to the barrier, he should. If you don't want to contribute, I don't think anybody's going to hold you responsible for
thank
not
you.
contributing.
That's what I'm saying. He's asking us what you want to do, just do it because of God. If you don't want to give,
If you don't
don't
want to
give.
give, don't give. If you want to support your
Simple.
mother and to say, okay, this is my mother, like I want to support her. And you know what I'm even thinking is,
Simple.
like, how much does he even want to give? Or she?
This
I
one that
don't
you
know
are
if
the
it's a
poor one
he
in
or
the family
she.
itself. I
Do you
mean,
want to give?
it's like it's sounding more of like a he.
Because he's saying like one of the brothers are rich and his kids go to like a big school. So I think even if you contribute, you
You
don't
understand? So you
contribute,
are the poor one itself.
they
Nobody
are
is even
covered.
asking you to contribute.
No, I don't think
It's
anybody's
like
even asking you.
he's imagining this scenario.
It's as if they are doing okay. They will do
Just
it
go
either.
there.
I don't know why. You know what? People really used to insert themselves in things because with or
What did they
without
call
you,
it? Main character syndrome.
main character syndrome.
Everything
Like with
revolves.
or without
But you
you,
don't know it.
something is going to happen. They're still going to bury their father, you know.
Definitely.
If you contribute, you don't contribute. I don't think it's going to make a difference. If you want to help your mother,
Not
help.
at all.
If you don't want to help,
Do you understand? I beg.
give your money to charity or do something for the community. There are a lot
Brother,
of people that
please.
need it.
He sounds like he needs the money himself. You are talking of charity. Somebody that wants them to help him. Which charity are you talking about?
No, now his business, I think his business is back to normal. You know, he's not. I don't
He's
even know.
back.
I don't even know. I don't know. I'm not sure.
I think he should add the money to his business. Do what you feel you can do because
Yeah.
of your mom and humanity between you and your God and leave the rest. This one that you're asking us,
That's
he cannot
it.
help you.
Even
Trending this
he
week.
does. He does
I'm
with trending
sure
topic.
they I need to this one. There's
He
no way.
does.
Even if you are under the rock, one way or the other, you must have seen it. You can't miss it. Rashida, things are happening. Things they occur. But this one shocked me. Let me go straight to the point. The trending topic this week is about the one and only Equatorial Guinea man. What's his
Stop
name?
it. Stop it.
Hey.
You see, out of all the trending topic, I didn't expect this one. It wasn't this one I thought you were going to.
No,
But
wait,
now, God, please.
Rashida, oh,
Oh, God.
in my life, I have never seen this kind of thing.
What?
Where do I start? How do
Yeah,
you
I
even
mean,
start to
see,
discuss
I'm
this
looking
topic?
at you. I'm speechless.
The name of the man is Baltasar
Oh, you can pronounce
Egonga.
his name.
From his name, sir, you know this one is a nonsense person.
He's a
So,
criminal.
guys, this guy, I'm sure, as I've said, you must have seen it. He's the head of the anti-corruption agency in Equatorial Guinea. I think should be equivalent of EFCC in Nigeria. What he did, he slept with over 400 married women.
400 women is madness.
400.
It's
That's not the madness.
madness.
That's not the madness. I'm sure there are people that have been doing it, but we didn't know. The madness is he record each and every one of them.
And they are all aware
And
of
the
it.
double madness is they participated in the recording. You see, in Nigerian parlance, they say no be jazz be this, but I don't even think it's jazz because how can this jazz be going ba 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 over 400 women, married
400
women, and this guy 400?
His brother's wife.
I'm going to the list, Rashida. You are rushing
Oh,
me. There's
sorry.
no way I can complete this story without
Yeah.
mentioning that one. And these married women, highly placed and close women. They even said vice president daughter, is it chief of staff, his brother's wife, pregnant women. Rashida, in his office, there are like eight women. He has slept with six.
But please, no, now that deep.
Rashida,
But you
I
see,
see, you know,
another angle.
what is that
Now
angle?
he has been sacked, right?
He's been sacked.
He has been
And
sacked.
they said they have put camera in all the government offices.
Yeah. That's too late, but whatever.
But at least they did something. Somebody said if he's in Nigeria now, he will be the next Kaduna governor. I said that was
I saw him in court. They tied his hands and and tied his legs like he was a criminal that had killed somebody, you know? I'm like, why are they tying him up like that? I'm coming from a
Well,
point that this was a case of like consent. They knew what was
women.
happening. All of them,
Yes,
it was an
I saw
agreement.
one of the women came out and said she didn't consent that they would leak it. Can you imagine? She did,
Oh no, that's crazy.
she even had
That's not a
the
point.
effrontery to come out and say that. And I'm sure you must have seen the man that boarded the next flight. I think he fought tooth and nail to be on that flight back home to go and confront his wife. He was showing her, they were speaking in French, obviously, but there were captions there, there were like a subtitle translating what he was saying. I felt so sad for the man. They've been married, I think, for 6 years and they have a child or so.
Oh no.
And she featured in one of the videos, he was showing her, she was crying. I said, well, what
I
nonsense
saw
cry?
another woman that was
Will you
saying,
shut your eyes?
I saw
Which
another
nonsense
one
cry is that?
that the man was foreign country, was he in Dubai or so, sending her money and she was back home taking care of the
Is the
children.
one now he met, he
And
confronted
that
her in the
people,
office.
yeah, and that people have been telling him and he has been fighting, saying that it's not his wife. Nobody should ever come and report his wife to him and stuff like that. From what
But
I gathered, like
is this
they
a
all knew.
fetish?
They all knew.
Rashida, they were helping him set the camera and even offing it when they were done.
You see. So I think as well as, no, I'm trying to be
Hi.
fair, in
Kai,
as
kai,
much
kai, kai,
as
kai.
how can 400 women agree to sleep? You want to tell me that all of them did not know that there was this man, there must be something.
Somebody said it's just because somebody brought the point of blackmail. But I said, if it's
Yeah.
blackmail, is the camera not supposed to be hidden? Then after
Yeah.
recording it, they will send it to you.
No, there
That's
must be
blackmail.
some.
Or is
Yeah,
it
that
that I don't
is.
know the meaning of blackmail?
Of
I'm
course,
not sure.
blackmail.
But this one, there are two of them, even the
They
ladies
know.
are setting the camera off,
And they are
flipping
looking
it.
at the
So how
camera.
can it be blackmail? Number two, why is it that it's only highly placed married women? Why not they go for proper married women? Why? So many questions only him can answer. And the sad, another sad part, Rashida, I saw his wife. He has six children, five boys, one girl.
Update.
Hey.
The wife's sex tape has been leaked too.
Thank God I didn't see that one. And I don't want to even see it.
Seriously.
See the woman, because if he's recording, he's able to convince other men's wife to record. Now he only no go record, but it just makes sense.
No, there's something going on in
If
that
he's
country. The
able
whole
to
country.
convince them,
Yeah, no, the whole country.
no,
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 there's something
that
going
man,
on.
no, Rashida, as the Nigerian, there's something that is happening. Only him can tell us because it's not normal.
No,
Is it a
because
fetish?
no,
Is
no, no.
it? I think he's a sex
You sis.
addict because over 400 women.
You sis, how can you sleep in
One
life?
woman, they said over three, her own three videos, it passed three times. So it's not like once. Do you
No,
get
all of them are
how?
like comfortable doing it. It's not the first time, you know, it's something that has been
Yeah.
going on. They are comfortable with him,
No,
he's
no, no.
comfortable with
I've
them.
never been confused in my life
No, there's something
because
going on in
no,
that
the,
country.
so many
400
questions,
women
no
is
answer.
crazy. Yeah.
One man,
One man.
married, and they are so comfortable,
So
the
comfortable.
ladies.
Yeah.
Oh my
No,
God.
there's something going
But
on
do you
in
know the
that
sad part
country.
of it, Rashida? Have you noticed the comments that are coming out of Nigerian men's mouth? See them
Yeah.
now. Oh, this man is a hero. Na man
Solomon of
he
our
be.
days, legacy
Look at,
Solomon of our time.
is that what you took from that? That's all you took? Is it not sad that the
Like,
woman
I'm
is
sorry,
sitting there?
but I want to blame the women more than I blame him.
No, I refuse. Do you know why? You are conditioned to think that because that's how we are raised. Everything
No,
that a
it's not
man
because we
does,
that's how we are
we at the
raised.
end of the day blame him.
Not that
Rashida,
I'm
how can
blaming
a
him.
man convince more than 400 married
That is
women
what I'm
to sleep
saying.
with
How
him,
can four, you mean
record
for all
it?
these 400 women did not know that he was sleeping with all of them?
Of course, they would not know now. Will he tell him, okay, do you think when this one comes, he'll be like, okay, you are number
You mean they don't
102.
talk women,
Let's go.
they don't talk between themselves.
Rashida, how can one married woman tell another married woman that I'm sleeping outside my matrimonial home? What are you saying, Rashida? You're talking like you're not a woman. They will think it's a secret between him and them. Like, this is their thing. You're talking
No,
like you
because
don't know
I'm
how
no, no,
deceitful
no,
men
no,
can
no, no,
be.
no. What my own argument is, because I can't, if you tell me that it's like five or 400, you know what four, if they line up
Rashida,
400 women for
I'm
you, do
not,
you know what 400 women
no,
is?
they will not tell each other. It's not like they have a club of, this is a club of married women that he sleeps with and goes around. No, it will be like a secret between two of them. Like, it's only you now. It's only you.
Okay,
You
what
know, the
of?
only reason we know
Hold
it's
on.
over 400 is because he kept all the tapes. Who knows why Sonkwa kept 500 sets from the 100 that he started recording?
Even with these 400 women, there are some women that have escaped, that their tape is not there, and they'll just be
That's what I'm
going to
saying.
church doing
And follow, he
Thanksgiving.
came with the idea of recording. How many more were there?
But that's
So
madness.
they can't, Rashida, think about it.
Ah.
You are married. Then you go and tell another married woman that, hey, I'm sleeping with that one. No. Is he sleeping with you?
No,
Does it
but
make
I'm
sense?
just
It doesn't
thinking
make
that
sense.
there should be rumors
How
flying around.
would they know? Even if rumors were flying out, let's say one of the married women, okay, how would she confront him that you are married? You say, I'm the only one. Why would you go and sleep with another married woman? What would be the argument? You
Oh
have
my
no right
God.
over him. So there's no way God he will
Women,
go.
please don't put yourself in this
Rashida,
situation. It's not that deep.
you have missed one thing. All of them, he sleeps with them without protection. So the kind STDs and STIs that they are
That
packing.
is why I'm saying that I'm blaming them, if
No,
not for
I'm not saying you should not
anything,
blame them,
if not for
but don't
anything,
say
for
that
your own.
they know each other. It's not possible. Let's
Now.
start from the basic thing, Rashida. Why are you sleeping with another man and you're married? Let's not go
That is
far.
what I'm saying now.
Why are you sitting?
That's where I'm coming
But no,
from.
thank you very much. But what I'm saying is, he said you are blaming the women more than him. That was my argument with you. It cannot be more. But of course, because
See,
even
all
if
of them
it's
are mad.
Rashida, even they are more than
They
mad.
are
Even
mad,
if
all of
these were not married
mad.
women, let's say you are sleeping with single girls, 400, and you are recording. Is that not a
That's
taboo
crazy.
on its
That's
own? Do you
mental
understand?
illness.
So no matter how you look at it, no matter how you flip it, morally, religiously,
It's
ethically, it
crazy.
doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
His ghetto act, I think he's a sex addict. I think he's a madman. If Jazz is involved, I will not be surprised. He needs help. I'm happy they have sacked him. I'm just sad for the wife.
Yeah,
Imagine everybody in the world, more
has
than
seen. Oh,
400
God, no,
tapes
no, no,
going
stop it.
around, and you have
Yeah.
five boys, you'll be scared. The internet never forgets.
And the
What if
picture
you
of
grow up
all the
and
kids are on the internet. The picture of the woman is
internet?
there. Oh, see, you'll see.
What, and you'll be wondering as a mother, what if one of the boys takes after his
Oh
father?
my God, no, let's not go there. Let's not go there. It's just you'll see. On that note, we have come to the end of this episode. What a way to end the episode. I'm like, oh God.
It's a crazy way
Yeah.
to end the episode, guys. We're so sorry,
So
but we
sorry.
lived through it. You have to relive it.
I don't know who to blame. All of them are just crazy people. Guys, thank you so much for listening this far.
No.
Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe.
Don't forget to follow us on our social media handles. It's at the Chill Sisters Podcast, both on Instagram and TikTok. You can send us an email, thechillsisterspodcast@gmail.com. Thank you so much, guys, for coming back every week to hang out with us. It's a privilege and an honor doing this with you every week. Thank you so much.